Amen. Praise the Lord for this great number out here this morning. Sometimes you don't know what to expect, but praise the Lord. It's so good to see each of you this morning, and I hope you're doing well. I know I was thinking about, I told Brandy, you know, in preparing for something like this, you know, what do you say? I know there's a vast array, I guess you could say, of what people have faced this week, maybe some with nothing to very little, but people right around you facing a whole lot. And I want you to know that we've been praying for you, and our heart goes out to you. We live at our house. It's done very well. The water did get up and messed up the ground and roads around us and what have you, but that's nothing compared to what so many have been facing. I just have to say this morning, first and foremost, how blessed I am. And I don't even know it. Don't know it. I have to just be honest with you. I don't understand things. I don't understand what people are feeling this morning. But I can tell you I'm blessed, and I hope and pray that you are too. I can say this. Just the very fact that you're here this morning, that's a good sign that you're blessed. Amen. Amen. And I appreciate seeing each of you this morning. And I do have some words, if you will, if you want to call it a message or what have you. But does anybody, I'm just going to open it up, does anybody have anything on their heart this morning that they would like to say or do? And we'll go from there. We'll go from there.
I'd like to thank everyone who helped out bring me some food to the house.
Amen.
I just appreciate all the good friends.
Amen. Amen. Good friends is what makes this thing go around. You know, that's one of the things that we realized pretty quick is we weren't able to get to some folks, but you kind of had to take care of who's around you. And that's kind of the way it worked in our neighborhood. And just people kind of jumped in where they could to do what they could. And that's how it's supposed to be. This is what something that kind of came to my mind. You know, you look back and you think about COVID and how that seemed to kind of drive people inward. This was a situation, Brother Dale, that drove people outward. If you wanted to see how somebody was, you pretty much had to go to them. Cell service down, internet down. There's no way to really get in touch with people. If you wanted to know how people were doing, you had to go to them. And there's no exchange. There's no substitute for human touch being there. You think about Jesus and what he did. We were talking about that a few minutes ago. And what he did, he actually went out to the people. And that's what people needed. That's what people need today, and outreaching to them and going out to them. Let's do this. I do want to say this. Mr. Allen, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. The meal that is that we're having this afternoon, it's here. It's provided by Brother Allen. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate that. Please get around and thanking him for what he's done. It was his idea. He wanted to be a blessing to the church, and it truly is. And we see how many people were able to come, and I'm thankful for that. But also, if you will, let's turn to Romans chapter number 12. I just want to look at a few verses this morning. I told Brother James earlier in the week in preparing, I was like, I don't know how this will be, how it will go. You never know sometimes, but this is what the Lord had laid on my heart as far as what you can find from his word. If you will, stand with me this morning as we read this. And I want us to do this. I want you to look to your left and look to your right and tell whoever's beside of you how much you appreciate it. Amen. 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 We were talking about this a few weeks ago in our Sunday school class, and maybe even the church. It's like you look around, this is your support network. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way the Lord ordained it to be. The Lord laid that on my heart this morning. Now I know, I'm just going to go ahead and say this too. I know tempers have probably flared throughout the week with those around you. But I still love you and appreciate you. I want you to know that. I know in our house sometimes that... I'm telling you, I know how it is, and oh man, I know. Please do.
During all this was happening, and none of us had power hardly at all, I thought about the light and the dark.
Yes.
In the situation, and how God would bring that to us and show us what that is. And I know the first night the power was out, I opened my eyes in the middle of the night, and I couldn't see one thing. Not one thing.
Yeah. Amen.
Because they don't have Jesus.
Amen.
And then the sun came up the next day, and the light shone, and how blessed we were that we were able to wake up and have what we had.
Amen.
And I just thank the Lord, and I'm thankful that everybody here is safe.
Amen.
That means a lot.
Amen. Amen. Brother Nathan said this morning, he said, to the effect, and I'm not trying to just add to it, but to the effect of the power went out so the power could come on. And you can see where the power comes from. It's the power from above that the Lord gives to us, and just how He takes care of us, and what He expects of us, if you will. These verses here, I think, are very, very telling. Just kind of the title that I want to give this is, how can I help? Because I felt kind of helpless in some ways. Not that I needed help myself, but I wanted to help people, not exactly sure what I could do, how to do, what to do, where to. Seems like by the time you put your hand on one thing, you need to put your hand on another, and it was kind of like that. But this morning, I find some comfort in some verses, some direction in some verses from God's Word on how can I help, and what the Bible says about how we are to help one another and how to help each other. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13, it says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in prayer, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality." Let's pray. Lord, we come to You this morning. God, I myself, knowing I'm unworthy to even be here, God, and just feel so unworthy all the way around, Lord, but just so thankful, Lord, for Your blessings, how You provide for us, how You take care of us, God, even in bad times, hard times, adversity, or tribulation of type times, God. We know that it could be worse in so many scenarios, but Lord, it's bad and it's hard in many cases, Lord, and we just want to be a blessing to others, God. We want to help others. Lord, just how You came to us. We were at enmity with You, and You sent Your only begotten Son to come and make a way of peace, God, that we could be friends and come to know You, Lord. And God, just please help us. Help us as individuals, as families. Lord, as a church united body, God, please help us to reach out to those around us, the community around us, Lord, in whatever way that You'd have us to. God, we want to be biblical and stand on Your Word, and God, we want to be a blessing. Point people to You, Lord Jesus. God, that's what this is about. God, I pray for those that are in such devastation and hard times. God, I pray that You be with them, God, that this is a help that can only come from You, Lord. And I just pray that You direct every heart in this building to do what You'd have us to do, Lord. Place us where You want us to be, knowing that we're serving You the way that You would have us to. God, help us to do that. Be with each one. Those that have lost homes and loved ones, God, please be there and help and comfort them. And again, help us to do what we're supposed to do. Lord, we thank You for Mr. Allen and what he's provided for us here. Lord, the provision of this meal and allowing us to get together and fellowship even in a time like this, God, we thank You for that. Thank You so much. Be with our lost people, God. I pray that You touch hearts in that manner as well, God. Go with us. Be with us and keep us safe, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you might be seated. We'll start with this morning, and looked at a few different things, and the Lord led me here yesterday morning pretty clearly, and I had it on my heart. Me and Brandy's talked about it. We try to reach out to people and help people, do what you can, and again, I feel very insignificant in that form. I wish I could do or want to do more, put it that way. But what he's saying here is how we're supposed to respond in relation to society or relation to one another and taking care of one another. It says, "Let love be without dissimulation. And that dissimulation means without being under a false pretense or some kind of false appearance or something like that. Let it be true. If there's something I've seen, I think the last week is more sincerity in people's eyes than I've seen in a very long time. It's something, a lot of times things like this don't happen here. Never to this magnitude do things really happen like this here. You hear of events happening at the coast or at the ocean or in Florida, but you don't see it to this magnitude usually here. And you watch it on TV and you see that and you say, oh, wow. And then you turn it off or turn it to something else. I know yesterday was football game day. And I'll be honest, I tried to watch a little bit. I couldn't. I mean, it was just like, what's the point? What's the whole point? But life kind of goes on except for those people who are truly affected. Our area is absolutely, truly affected. We've never seen anything like this. That's probably the thing I've said more over is I've just never seen anything like this. It's hard to believe. You can go buy a house and seemingly untouched and you go to the next house and it's gone. The house is completely washed away, but I see a sincerity in people's eyes. Those that's who's been around, either been affected or has seen what's going on, they see the necessity and the need. And what he's talking about here is not hiding under a false pretense, but being true about wanting to offer this help. Again, it says also, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. He's saying stay with the stuff right there, stay with what's right. Paul always shot straight with people. That's what he's saying here. He's saying to shoot straight. Now you look at verse number 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. Now how different is that this Sunday, Brother Tim, than it was maybe a couple of Sundays ago? You know, I remember Wednesday night, Brother Nathan, we was out and about and the rain was pouring. It's kind of messy outside, but we didn't know anything like this was going to happen. Didn't see anything like that coming. There's things we can't see and we don't know, but he's talking about being affectionate one to another, a state of being affected, if you look at that word, what it means. We need to be affected by what we see our brothers and sisters going through. If you're blessed enough this morning to be unscathed, then we need to be affectionate enough to reach out to somebody who is. Help them. See, when you see this here, the way my Bible reads, it talks about here in this first part, the few verses back before this, it says in relation to the church, but the subtitle I have here says in relation to society. That means everybody around us. Believe it or not, that means to everybody outside the church. People that's not here this morning is what it's talking about. Helping those around us and those about us and how we are supposed to do that. Aren't you glad the Lord came and helped you? There wouldn't be a church without Jesus Christ. The only reason we got to get in is because He came to us and told us that there was a way in. He explained that to us. There's a better day coming. I'm so thankful that this isn't what I'm just looking forward to. Everybody saying they want to get back to normal. I don't think there's going to be any normal from here on out. I just really don't. You think about the past 4 years, it's been anything but normal. But heaven's real. Heaven's my home. This is temporal. We're just passing through here. We got somewhere to go. And he's saying, on the way there, be kind, be affectionate, and love one another. Be passionate to one another. You see what they need. It also means, right here it says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. That means I might not be in need. You might be in need. What do you need? And then show up. I wasn't going to read this, but I think I will now. Mom had to read this for me last night. I didn't have my readers, but we went out to eat, but they gave us this little, you know how you get the fortune cookies, and I'm not here telling fortunes, but I thought this is too good to pass up. It says, if you aim to do a favor, then go do it. You know how many people this week said, I don't need a thing, when in reality they did. They won't be a hindrance. They won't be a bother. I don't know how else to say it, but if the Lord lays it on our heart to go do something, don't ask, just go do it. Just go do it. Sometimes people don't know if it's pride or maybe they feel like their situation's not as bad as somebody else, whatever. But if the Lord lays something on your heart to do it, just go do it. Don't question it. Don't question it. Just go do it. And I've been guilty of questioning and waiting when I need to just go and respond. And that's what the Lord is telling us to do. Just go do it. Be kindly affectionate one to another. That means to be attached also. Attached to one another. taking care of one another. And honor, that means to esteem somebody higher than yourself, esteem somebody else's need higher than your own. There's so many needs out here just right beside of us. It's not even hard to look for it this morning at all. We see in verse number 11, it says not to be slothful, not to be inactive or sluggish. You know, I see so many people watching the news. Everybody's like, where is the help at? Where is the help at? Where's the help coming? You think about governmental assistance and what have you, and then you see the news about that and say, oh, we don't have any money. We're out of money. You're on your own. See, right here, what I see, what the Word of God tells me is that we are to take care of each other, plain and simple. Brother Tim, I'm supposed to take care of you. Brother James, I'm supposed to take care of you. Brother Norman, you're supposed to take care of me. That's what the Bible says. That's what it says. If we're ever waiting for the government, everybody's like, what about this election? What about it? It's going to be a mess probably either way it goes at this point. You've seen how it is the last few years. My hope is in God. It's not in the government. And you have to know that and you have to understand that this morning. That's where our help comes from. And He allows us. He gives us means to be able to help one another. What I lack, somebody here in the church has. And what you lack, I have, believe it or not. God give it to you right there ready and waiting on you. That's how He works. That's how He does. And He gives you the opportunity to be a blessing. And it says here not to be slothful. Don't be waiting on it. Don't be slothful in business. But be ready to go. And it says be fervent. Fervent, I like that word. You hear about fervent prayer in the book of James and talking about how it availeth much. But you know what being fervent means? That means hot pursuit. I've seen a lot of hot pursuit this past week. Sometimes I don't know if they knew where they were going or not, but they were going. They had it in high gear and they were going. He's saying here, once you really know what you're supposed to do, be fervent in spirit, just go do it. How can I help? You just go do it. You see somebody in need? Just go do it. Don't ask. Go help them is what the Bible says. Not being slothful in business, but fervent in spirit. And again, serving the Lord. Remember who we serve and what we're supposed to be doing. Verse number 12, it says, rejoicing in hope. Boy, I tell you, there's a lot of hopeless situations out there this morning. You think about the world. You think about the lost man this morning that lost everything. What's his hope in? What's his hope in? Boy, I hope FEMA shows up. Hope the governor shows up. Hope the president shows up. Hope this shows up. That's what their hope is in. You think about that. You know what they need? The Lord. The same thing that we need. My help truly cometh from the Lord. That's where our help comes from. If you're here this morning, you're saved. You know how blessed you are. If you'd have got wiped out, Brother Rodney, you know where you'd have been? Over there where there ain't no floods. Think about that this morning. Think about that. My worst case scenario, if I lost my life, I would have been over there. Praise the Lord. That's what the saved man has. You think about not taking what the Lord has given us for granted, how good He is. Well, we don't know how blessed we are. We can't even comprehend it. We can't even comprehend it. But rejoicing in hope. My hope is in the Lord. I have rejoicing in Him and knowing that He's going to take care of us regardless what happens. You say, preacher, your house wasn't messed up like mine. That's right. But He's going to take care of you. I promise you that. Not on my authority, but on the authority of His Word. He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. That's what His Word says. He sends help. He's going to take care of us. And it says right here, patient and tribulation. That's the hardest part. You see things that's going on around us, maybe if it's not even us individually, but people around us, the tribulation that they're going through and wanting to see things get better. And I've heard people say it over and over, I just want to see people get the help they need. I just want to see things get better. Well, it takes time. I remember when all this was trying to set in at the first, talking about school and getting back to school and wanting to get back to school and seeing some of these back roads. I'm like, I hear you, but these people can't get out. I hear you. These roads are gone. It's going to take patience. It's going to take work. And it's going to take working together is what he's saying here. And it says, continuing instant in prayer. I think a lot of us found that's about all we could do there at the beginning, don't you? Praying that other people are okay. Praying for each other. I'll tell you right now, too, praying just to be right with God. You know, Sister Shirley, I thought about this. I thought about this week. You know, when you see stuff like this on TV, if you're not careful, and I wasn't even going to say this. This is part of the other message I was going to look at. When you see things like this on TV, sometimes if you're not careful, you think, well, that's God's judgment. What does the Bible say about flooding? What is flooding in the Bible a type of? Judgment. It's a type of judgment. It's a type of cleansing. If you look at it in the Bible, that's what it is. Well, you see it somewhere else. Well, that group must not be where they're supposed to be with the Lord. Louisiana. Boy, that's a wicked place. I've heard that so many times. What are they saying about us this morning? It's kind of different sometimes when it comes home. It comes around. And you know, maybe I was saying, Lord, maybe we're not as in good a standing as we need to be. You look at it that way this morning? Flooding is a type of judgment. Spend a lot of time praying, Lord, help me to be where I need to be with you, Lord. Help me. We'll look here at verse number 13 and we'll close with this here. Look how it kind of closes out. Distributing to the necessity of the saints. Isn't that kind of fitting? It's almost like these verses are kind of written for today, where we live. Distributing. That means dividing, dealing out, dispensing. That means if you have a surplus of things, or you have things, you know somebody else needs those things or needs part of those things, you divide it out by what the need is and you get it out to the people. Isn't that something? Do you have more than what you need this morning? Think about it. I spent a lot of time thinking about that this week. It's amazing what we can do without and still be okay. Isn't that something? It's a little strange. It's a little strange not having the internet and all that, because I rely heavily on it, wanting to see what's going on in the news, local news, national news, all that. The weather, of course, all that. But you know, for about 2 days there, I guess it was radio silence. It was nothing. Miss Janice, nothing. It's like, what do you do? Like, well, you go out. I'm going to get out and go see what's going on. You go to the end of your road and it's washed out and you can't get out. Well, you go back home. I guess I'll just have to pray and talk to the Lord. Brother Terry, you think that might be by design for some of us? I was going to prepare a message. Can you hear me now? The Lord shut everything out for many people. Can you hear me now? Think about that. He's trying to redirect His people toward Him and redirect us to do what He's called us to do. Share the gospel. Get the gospel out. I think Facebook's a wonderful thing. I think that's great to be able to do that. And you know what have you. Again, I've mentioned this before. On Facebook, I've looked back. If you go and look at the insights, and a lot of these, you say, man, that message had 500 views. Boy, that's great. Average view, 1 to 3 seconds. Somebody accidentally clicked on it and clicked off of it. It showed up somebody's feed and somebody went by. You know, there is no substitute for the human touch being out and witnessing to people one-on-one. And I've been guilty of not doing that. But you see a situation like this, you have to. You have to go out there because they can't come to you. They can't come to me. If this isn't a lesson in how you're supposed to distribute the gospel, then I don't know what is. That's what the Lord is telling me. That's what He's teaching me. Distributing to the necessity of the saints and giving to hospitality. I thought that was a neat way to end this message this morning. Receiving and entertaining strangers. Look at all those people from Samaritan's Purse, all these other places. We got family, I think, that's going to try to come up today from down Southern Pines, down that way, to come up here and just try to help. Well, I tell you, it's hard to be the helper when you're the one that's affected. But what a blessing it is to see somebody coming from somewhere else that can lay hands on things and do something for you, for those around you. So many people, I believe several in this church can be a testimony to that, to see what it is. You see those orange shirts coming up and down the road. So man, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. Wouldn't you like to be a part of an outfit like that? Sarah? She is. She's part of that outfit. Makes me think, well, what do I need to do? What do I need to do in my green shirt? What do I need to do in my blue shirt? What do I need to do? How can I help? You see, this morning, I think the word of the Lord gives us some things that we can do this morning, some things that we can focus on. I pray and trust maybe through our meal time and fellowship time we can get together, maybe talk about some things. If there's some things that's laid on people's heart to do, I'll try to do whatever I can. I want to take part in it. If there's ever been a time, it's now. It's right now. That's the message this morning. If you will, stand with me.